morning. Let's give the Gibbs High School Jazz Band another round of applause. Absolutely sound amazing and brought so much atmosphere to this event. We're really happy to have everybody out here this morning. What an amazing day. We're hoping to keep the rain away. We've got a plan B should that not happen. We'll be able to get inside and move quickly as we set up the auditorium. Before I get started, there are some folks that I would like to recognize. If you could raise your hand when I say your name. And as you can imagine, at an event this size, I am sure that I will forget somebody, and so I apologize, and I will hope to clean that up towards the end of the event as well. I'd like to start by recognizing our mayor, Mayor Kenneth T. Welch. I'd like to recognize the chair of our city council, Copley Gurdes. Next, we have our vice chair, Lisette Hanowitz. Then we've got Councilmember Brandy Gabbard. Councilmember Deborah Fig Sanders. Councilmember Corey Givens. County Commissioner Dr. Renee Flowers. School Board Member Caprice Edmond. And because this project took some time to get completed, as some of you might have noticed, we've got some past council members and some past elected officials that we'd like to recognize as well. I will start with former Deputy Mayor Dr. Kanika Tomlin. We also have past City Council member Brother John Muhammad. Past City Council member Lisa Wheeler Bowman. And should be no surprise that past Council member Charlie Gurdes is sitting right next to Lisa Wheeler Bowman. We also have our City Administrator, Rob Gurdes. Our Assistant City Administrator, Tom Green. And several of my colleagues have joined us as well. We've got Administrator Claude Tankersley. And Administrator James Corbett. Thank you guys for joining us. Welcome back. It's an honor to welcome you to the President Barack Obama Main Library. Wow, if you guys keep that up, I'm gonna turn into a Gurdes and tear up here. This is a big day. This is a really big day. We are so excited. It feels like Christmas morning. Certainly not the temperature, but I think you understand that it's about the excitement level. I have had the honor of performing numerous dedications and ribbon cuttings, and I can't think of one that I've been more excited about than the Obama Library. We are so excited to be here. We are so excited to open the doors to our community. I'd like to thank our mayor and city council for supporting us as we designed and worked on the scope of this project. I still remember the day after Mayor Welch was elected. We had a meeting and he said, MJ, he calls me MJ when he likes me. He calls me other things when he doesn't. He said, MJ, what is the biggest concern, the biggest worry you have in your administration? And I said, Mayor, that's easy. I'm concerned about our main library. And he said, what are your concerns? And I said, this is our one shot to get this library right. When you have a collection of 80,000 pieces in your book catalog, you don't get another shot. You don't get another bite at the apple. This is our one shot. And I explained to Mayor Welch that Mayor Kreisman did an amazing job of having the facility renamed, setting the wheels in motion. But unfortunately, we weren't able to move far enough down the path to get the budget and to get the design where we knew that it needed to be. Mayor Welch immediately said, what do you need from me? What do we need to do? And I said, let's get with the designers. Let's make some tweaks, but I'll need resources. And he immediately worked to advocate and to find the resources we need to make the Obama Library what it is here today. And I think he deserves a round of applause for that. And as those of you who know the way our city government works, none of that is possible without our amazing city council members. And again, because this project took many years to accomplish, we had several iterations of council members, and I'm happy to report that each and every council member that we went to, that we had one-on-ones with, that we shared our concerns, they all feverishly worked to fund and figure out how to move this project forward. And I think they deserve a round of applause for that. This facility is rich with history. Built in 1963, it is a community asset that has stood the test of time. Originally, this facility was designed by William B. Harvard, the same architect who designed the Williams Park Bandshell and the inverted pier. That's amazing when you look at this building and you look at the history that is in this building. This library not only is our past, but now is our future. When we met with the design team, we had a long list of requirements. I'm not going to go through each and every one of those, but there are three that really stood out. And I think those of you that have utilized this facility will quickly understand why these rose to the top. The first, we wanted to make sure that lake views were available throughout the entire building. Every corner of this building, you can view the beautiful Lake Jurgensen from behind the library. In the past, the views were blocked off. They were blocked by bookcases, they were blocked by walls, they were blocked by tinted windows. That has all changed. When you get to walk through here in a few minutes, you'll see that you can really enjoy the serenity of looking at the water fountain, and the lake views. Next on our list were ADA improvements. We wanted to make sure that this facility was completely accessible to everyone in our community. I'm happy to report that we were able to improve ADA parking, bathrooms, ramps, access from the bus stop. Again, our goal was to make a facility that was available to everyone in our community, and I think that's been accomplished. Finally, we wanted to make sure that we had a facility that was flexible with convertible interior space. And what I mean by that is, you'll notice as you walk through this property that most of the furniture is on wheels, that there are outlets in the floor. It really gives our library staff the flexibility to evolve and to make sure that this library stays relevant as library utilization and needs change in our community. And I think that deserves a round of applause. By making sure that we have flexible space, it gives the library staff a chance to really utilize the space, to program it as the community demands, and to make sure that we're in touch with what our community needs in this library space. As you tour this facility, I think you'll be amazed. I think you'll see that all three of these requirements have been completely accomplished, and many, many more. Before I turn it over, there's a couple of other highlights I would like to hit about the library that I think are important. Our library now features enclosed youth and teens space, allowing them to be children while they're here at the library without disturbing others who are using the library. I think that's amazing. Our collection features 80,000 books plus our digital collection, which is endless. I think the pup agrees. That's another great component. We have 72 public computers throughout the entire facility. I think you'll be amazed. I think you'll be amazed at how technology has been woven into the entire facility. And as a library, we know that this is where people who are seeking information come. We also hope that if, and God forbid, but if we ever have another natural disaster, we're hoping that this facility with its public computers will be able to be part of the recovery. We can have FEMA, we can have SBA here to meet with the public and to help the community recover. And that's another one of our strong desires. There are quiet. There are quiet study meeting spaces throughout. We've never had that before. There are community rooms for public and city programming. We have additional parking, and we have a Create to Innovate lab featuring STEAM programming, and we have equipment that's available for everyone to use. We have 3D printers, we have sewing machines, we have engravers. The library is so much more than books and magazines. It's amazing, you'll be blown away. After we cut the ribbon, our staff will be available to answer any questions. We'll be open to the public. We'll be able to show you all these great features. And I am confident that you will thoroughly enjoy your time here at the President Barack Obama Library. Next, I would like to invite our friend, Reverend J.C. Pritchett, to the mic to offer a prayer for the facility.
Good morning, let's pray. We're grateful this morning for the reopening of these doors that have the ability to open hearts and minds to innovation and inspiration. In this place, we anticipate seeing the eyes of students shine as bright as the Sunshine City. May there exist an audacity to dream things that have never been imagined or considered. Instead of bans, let there be freedom of discovery and the ignition of scholarly resiliency. Here in this space, may possibilities be birthed by the exposure to literacy works, access to technology, and the collaborative energy of thought partnerships. May thinkers, dreamers, and doers find answers and solutions to what challenges it confronts our city and country. Here in this space, may every stranger be greeted by a friend, every puzzle be met with an answer, and every no we can't be erased with, yes we can. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend. I cannot think of a better prayer for this facility. Next, I would like to invite Chloe Jackson to the mic. Chloe is a 10th grader from St. Petersburg High School who has written a student's reflection for us to enjoy this morning.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. My name is Chloe Jackson. I am a 10th grade student at St. Petersburg High School. I was given the honor of giving this speech today by one of our school counselors, Ms. Saez, and our college and career readiness counselor, Ms. Howard. It is an honor to stand here in front of you today. I never imagined I'd get a chance to speak like at an event like this, but just as I've reached a big moment today, so have all of you. Together, we get to come back to this community institution, and for so many of us, this library is more than a building. It's where we got our first library card, checked out our favorite books, and built memories that connect us to this community. And in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, I'd like to share a quote from Amanda Sol Peralta. Your individuality is important, but so is a belonging. Recognize the parts of your culture that have shaped your past and the parts you want to carry with you into the future. This quote reminds me of a special story from when I was still in elementary school. Growing up, I always wanted to be a Girl Scout, which is a dream shared by many girls throughout the world. So in second grade, I finally became one, and it was a great way to give back to the community and experience novel things at a young age. When I made this commitment to be a Girl Scout, I had to attend meetings that were held here at this very library. We'd meet to talk about things like our next cookie or candy sale, and we discussed how we wanted to give back to the community. And I really love going to them. When you're that young, you know, you don't get many chances to hang out with a group of friends or build a community of people you're close to outside of school hours. So going to these meetings at the library every other week was my first time creating a community of people I knew based off of our shared interests. So it goes without saying, but this public library has impacted my life in ways I never imagined, becoming a core memory for me. This library was named after the very influential President Barack Obama, so I wanted to share four of his values. First, pragmatism, finding practical ways to progress toward a better world. Second, courage, the idea of practicing values despite possible fears and any uncertainty you may face. And third, empathy, the need to understand others and the ability to appreciate our shared humanity. Lastly, integrity, consistently putting values and principles into action. Here in St. Petersburg, these values hold true. We strive to build a strong and compassionate community, one where every resident has a welcoming space to come together. With this reopening, we can reimagine the library as more than shelves and study rooms. It is a gathering place, a venue for events, and a hub for innovation. So today, we open a new chapter together, and while this moment is a beginning, it's also an opportunity to move forward in a spirit of unity. Be the person who helps another person learn, and be the guide for someone to find their community. Let this place inspire us to keep working side by side, creating not just ideas, but real and lasting change. Thank you.
Can we give Chloe another round of applause? I'm not sure that when I was in 10th grade, I could have given such a message. That was amazing. And I can think of a few areas that that message should be sent to, but I'll keep that to myself. As promised, I did miss a couple of folks in the audience, and I sincerely apologize. I see Nikki Capehart with the Urban League. Wanted to recognize Nikki. Of course, it's your friends that you overlook. The other group that we'd like to recognize, there are folks here from the NAACP. We saw Harry Harvey. I know there are others as well. And then I would like to take a minute to thank some of our neighbors that have come out to join us, some of our business neighbors. We've got the Salvation Army who has come over, who has joined us. They've brought some of their children as special guests, which we're really excited to have them here in the audience. Let's give them a round of applause. And then I'm excited to announce that we have the Chiva Credit Union staff here. There's several throughout the audience that are here. And as you know, we've got Salvation Army right across the street, and we've got Achiever right across the street. So great partners, great neighbors. We are certainly happy to have them and enjoy them sharing this celebration with us. And without further ado, it is my honor to welcome our mayor, Mayor Kenneth T. Welch, to the mic.
Wow. Good morning, St. Pete. How are y'all doing? I don't know why this just popped up in my mind, but I want to say, are you fired up? Are you ready to go? I don't know why that popped up, but what a beautiful day to celebrate the reopening of our President Barack Obama main library. One other introduction that I wanted to make, MJ, you're still on my good side, but 35 years ago, I married a gladiator. Our first lady, Donna Welch, is here. You're gonna get me in trouble, MJ. But today marks the beginning of a new chapter in our community's story. When we closed these doors for renovations, we made a promise to our residents that we would create something special, something worthy of President Barack Obama's name and the value it represents. I wanna thank Mayor Christman, who could not be here today, but he already had a sneak peek tour, and the previous and current city council members, previous Deputy Mayor Tomlin, and all the other folks who supported this project over the years. And special thanks to our city teams that have worked tirelessly on this project for more than 4 years. Yeah, let's give them, show them some love. And just think about it, challenges from COVID to asbestos to supply chain to, of course, hurricanes. But our team persevered. And today, this space has been completely transformed. So I want to thank our entire team, but I want to say some special thanks to our leadership. Mike Jeffries, our Community Enrichment Administrator, MJ. Raul Quintana, the City Architect Manager. Raul, where are you? All right. Beth Lindsay, our Library Director. And a man who hasn't slept literally for 2 years, the project director, James Jackson. James.
Shut up.
I want to thank you all for your outstanding work, your commitment to excellence shows in every detail of this remarkable space. And I also want to thank my first confidant, our city administrator, Rob Gerdes. Where is Rob? There you go. Thank you, Rob. Sorry about the Seminoles last night. I know you're in mourning. I had to bring it up. What you'll find inside represents our commitment now to equity, accessibility, and opportunity for all. This library was named after President Barack Obama because his legacy embodies everything this library should represent. The power of education, the importance of facts, the importance of community, and the belief that knowledge can transform lives. Like President Obama himself, this library stands as proof that with hope, hard work, and opportunity, anything is possible. So I want to thank everyone, the residents, the families, the students, the neighborhood leaders, and community members who will breathe life back into this space once it opens its doors again. The library is ready to serve, ready to inspire, and ready to help our community reach new heights. Libraries have always been democracy's great equalizer. They are the places where every person can find the tools they need to write their own success story. And President Obama reminded us that, quote, the best anti-poverty program is a world-class education, end quote. Today, this library is more than a building. It's a promise to our children, our families, our community, and our future. It is a gateway to knowledge, to opportunity, and to hope. And as we cut this ribbon, we affirm that education will always be a foundational principle of progress in St. Petersburg. Welcome back to your library. We are St. Pete, and yes, we can. Now, show some love for our council chair, Copley Gerdes. Chair.
Good morning. I'm not usually worried about being up here, but then I just had to follow Chloe and Mayor, and now my knees are knocking. First, I just want to, one of the things I got to do in high school, I was a jack of all trades, a master of none, and I was in the jazz band in high school, so I want to thank the Gibbs Jazz Band for being here. They look way cooler than I did when I did it. Quickly, I want to start off with some thank yous, and I know we've had a lot of them so far, but I want to thank Mayor Kreisman's administration, former councils, my colleagues on council today. The trip this library has been on, this is just the beginning of this story, and it has been an honor to be a part, to put my fingerprint on part of that story, and so thank you to all of you for being here today to celebrate this incredible moment for our city. I wish I was up here and I was able to tell you some incredible story when I was a 5 or an 8 or a 12-year-old at a city library, but I can't. I was out on the baseball fields or in a swimming pool or in my backyard breaking a window, doing something like that. But here's what I can tell you, and now I'm talking to the kids. I grew up, and that's not a bad thing. When I got to college, that's when I realized the power of a library. And when I say the power of a library, I am telling you it is something beyond understanding. Because when you walk into those doors, your future automatically changes, and it is under your control. It is under your control. I remember going to college and I had such a vision walking into this library because frankly, the library at St. Leo University was set up very similarly. As you walked into the front doors, you could see Lake Jovita behind the library at St. Leo University. And there were seats in the back that you could sit and read and look at the lake. And that was a place of peace for me. And if you walk into this library, it's pretty darn similar. And when I did that, when I got to college, it changed me. I understood now that my future was ahead of me. It wasn't behind me. The baseball games and the swim meets and the jazz band and the chorus, those weren't the end of the story, they were the beginning. And I went to work. And I've got to give my dad a lot of credit for that, because at the age of 40, my dad went to law school. And he would come home on the weekends, and all he would do is read. And I was 14 at the time, and I'm telling you, I looked at him like he had five heads. I'm like, what are you doing? You haven't been home for 5 days. Like, you should be doing something other than having your head in a book. I was wrong. And I realized it. And now my love for reading, again, kids, listen up. My love for reading, my passion for reading is the only reason I am standing at this mic today. So in 2006, as I was graduating college, and I really started to enjoy kind of what I would call recreational reading, all of my friends at the time were very involved in politics. My dad, I think, at the time was running for a state representative spot. And so I really started to get involved. And I picked up a book at Barnes & Noble's, and this is not a joke, called The Audacity of Hope. And I want to read you a quote from that book that I think hits hard when we're talking about this library. We need to recognize that as the world changes, so must our tools for meeting the challenges that the new times present. Let me tell you, if the library is not that new tool, I don't know what is. And so, when I pulled into the library this morning, I had this vision, a quiet, almost surreal moment. I saw myself dropping off my kids here for the very first time, which they don't know it yet, but it's going to be tomorrow. Feeling a mix of pride and anticipation. Because I know my son's going to give me some pushback because he's my mini, and he's going to feel the same way I did. But I'm going to get to him quicker, Dad, I promise. And in an instant, that vision stretched forward, blending seamlessly into the future of this library and this city. My children grown, walking their own kids through these same doors. In that moment, in the same moment I looked at the lake and the back doors of this library, a smile came over to my face and a calmness came over my soul. And I imagined generations to come finding a safe, unbelievably beautiful place to learn, to explore, and to grow. And in that moment, I felt the weight and joy of what this library represents to all of us here in the city of St. Petersburg, and a place of hope for our future. Thank you and congratulations.
Just when you think you can't love the Gerdes family anymore, Copley comes up with a story like that. I was hoping he wasn't going to lie to us and tell us that he spent time in the library as a kid, because I was going to have to call him out on that. So I knew that we weren't going in that direction. I will share a story that Copley, I should call him chair, we're in a formal setting, that the chair shared with me this morning, that he said he wasn't sure that he could share, and I think I can pull it off. But if you look here to my right, and you look at the plaque, the dedication plaque for this facility, Copley noticed that it is the first plaque that he has seen that has both his dad's name and his name on it in the same place. And we think that is a really special dedication. Now it's a dedication. We've got tears flowing. So, all right. Before I welcome our library director to the mic, I would like to recognize two other library directors. One is here with us right now. We've got Mary Gaines. She was our past library director. I saw her the other day and I said, since retirement, you're aging backwards. I'm jealous. So she's looking amazing. And then I would be remiss if I didn't mention Mika Nelson's name. So Mika can't be with us today. We invited her, but I felt like it was important to give her credit because she worked so hard on this project. We need the medics to the left. We need a medic. Okay, so while they're handling that, I'm going to invite our library director, Beth Lindsay, to the mic.
Thank you all for joining us today. I just want to add a few things to what Mike... I always forget that I'm shorter than everyone else. Okay. Thank you all for joining us today. I just want to add a few things to what Mike and the mayor and Chair Gerdes have already so eloquently said about this library and how excited we are to be here to reopen today. As the old saying goes, good things come to those who wait. And this is certainly true for this library. The renovations took longer than we initially expected, but the final product was worth the wait. And I think once you see all that's inside, you will agree. I want to thank the mayor, city administration, and the city council members who believed in this project and saw that it received the funding needed to ensure the final product was lived up to its name and the community. I want to thank G2 Design, HBM Architects, and Biltmore Construction, they worked tirelessly with us to make sure our vision for this library was realized. I also want to thank the library staff for their hard work and dedication over the last 4.5 years. Anytime you're involved in a renovation project, there always seem to be unexpected things that come up and change plans. Our staff worked through many phases of the project with grace. We moved 3 times into 2 different facilities during the renovation and then back into the library once the work was complete. Staff and books rotated through our community libraries to ensure that library services remained available while this library was closed. It was a unique experience that we've all learned valuable lessons from. And I can't thank our staff enough for their flexibility and hard work. Thank you all again for joining us today. I hope that you enjoy experiencing all the new library has to offer.
Let's give Beth another round of applause. I remember when I offered Beth the position, she said, you know, I'm great at the library work. I'm not a politician like you are. I'm not able to do the public speaking. I'm not able to do the kissing babies and shaking hands, but I think she did an amazing job this morning. I also want to recognize Beth's mom and sister. They surprised her by coming in this morning to watch her do the dedication. I think the whole Lindsay family likes to stay behind the screen, so we'll let that happen. I would like to recognize, getting notes and texts from people of folks that we've missed. I would like to recognize the president and officers for the Central Oak Park neighborhood. They're here to the left, so we can give them a round of applause. We're really happy to have you. Thank you so much, and we're really looking forward to you using the community rooms for your meetings, so it'll be fantastic. The other announcement I'd like to make, Councilmember Richie Floyd, whose district this library is in, and who actually bought his house because he can walk to the library, is not able to be with us. He had a pre-existing agreement that he had to be at, so he's out of town. But I did want to make sure that we celebrated his advocacy for this facility as well. right, one of my favorite parts of the program. It is my honor to offer the mic to Deneen Wyman. She is going to sing A Lovely Day.
All right, how's everybody doing? We're doing all right? You excited for this library? Let me hear some noise. Y'all ready? All right, it is a lovely day. It is going to be a lovely day, and we're going to celebrate that today, all right? Clap your hands with me, right? Y'all ready? I'm ready too. This was my favorite library when I was young coming in here, so I'm excited to go in to see all the great things, and it's going to be a great day, y'all. Put your hands together.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hits my eyes, and something without warning, love, is heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
Y'all know it. Come on, sing it with me.
A lovely day.
Woo! Yeah! It's gonna be what?
A lovely day. Yeah. A lovely day. When the day that lies ahead of me seems impossible to face, when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Yeah.
Let me see those hands. Woo!
A lovely day. Yeah.
It's opening day, y'all.
Lovely, lovely day. When the day that lies ahead of me, me seems impossible to face, when someone else instead of me, they always seem to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. It's gonna be a lovely day. Oh, oh, it's gonna be, yeah. It's a lovely day, 'cause it's opening day. Oh, no. It's opening day, day. Everybody that I see, they say, sweet, 'cause it's opening time, at library time, baby, you got me, I'm feeling, I'm happy, y'all. Who's happy to go inside? It's got us feeling happy, baby. Yes, we're ready.
Holy moly, to have pipes like that. That is a God-given gift if I've ever heard one. Every time I hear her perform, she makes me smile. The smile is contagious. So I hope that energy lasts the rest of your day. Next, we would like to start with the ribbon cutting ceremony.
Well, there you have it, live event coverage from the new President Barack Obama Main Library in St. Petersburg. Our coverage this morning produced by Karen Carmichael, and we were pleased to bring it to you live here on Sunshine 96.7 FM.